the GP Plus Careers Podcast.
This is an introductory podcast to explain the purpose, scope and plans for this RCGP initiative to showcase career diversification opportunities within the world of general practice. I'm Helena, Portfolio GP in Dorset, Medical Director for Professional Standards and Quality at the RCGP. I'm pleased to be joined today by Sophie Lumley, who's a first five GP from the West Midlands, who's been leading this project and conducting the podcast interviews. Sophie, I'd like to ask you about the RCGP Career Diversification Podcast. What's it all about?
Thank you for the intro, Helena. The GP Plus Career Podcast series is all about interviewing GPs who do their GP work alongside an extended role, special interest or extra responsibility. Each podcast is focused on a specific interest to make it easily searchable, even if the interviewee may have multiple interests themselves. And the whole purpose is to showcase the breadth and diversity of careers that you can develop as a GP, but also provide some accessible and useful information for those who might hope to develop that interest, signposting them to networks, information resources, and giving them some useful tips about how to start out.
Wow, that's great, Sophie. I'm interested in how this idea came about. Was it from a personal perspective?
Yes, it was really. I suppose you could say it's a bit selfish because I definitely had a personal interest in the interviews that were coming out of it. So as you mentioned, I'm a first five GP. I CCT'd a few years ago and I've always wondered through training and before about how I might pair GP with interests in training, leadership, mentorship alongside others. I quite quickly took up a role as a training programme director after qualification. And then I started getting asked loads by trainees. How do they go about developing an extra interest, a role or skill alongside seeing GP patients in GP clinics and what their different options were. My perception's always been that most GPs have an extra interest, whether that's lead for a clinical area within a practice, a regional role or service or clinic that they offer, even if they don't call themselves a GP with an extended role. I've met some really interesting GPs during training and after, but I sometimes find when you ask them, it's difficult to get a sense of how people actually started out and where to go looking for opportunities.
Yes, I can see that, Sophie. So these podcasts are from working GPs with other roles, and they tell us about the variety of roles available and how colleagues developed them.
Yeah, so I wanted to provide information that would help people to proactively develop an interest and get an idea of what the scope of different interests or roles available were. And also, more importantly, really, to think carefully about what were the important things to consider before starting out on that path. I strongly believe that diversifying activities and work plan over a 40-year GP career really helps with retention and recruitment and job satisfaction. I know I've heard a lot before from other GPs that they're worried that having these extra roles takes GPs away from GP clinics. But I've honestly found that my other roles help make my week more manageable, keep me motivated, and most importantly, help me be a better doctor for my patients.
I couldn't agree more as a portfolio GP. The podcasts seem valuable to GPs at all stages of their careers, new to practice, mid-career, trainers to listen to, and those approaching retirement.
Yeah, so I suppose when I started out, I was definitely having myself and my trainees in mind, thinking about the target audience. And I was thinking of a newly qualified GPs, where might they look for information and inspiration about what the options were? But actually, having done the interviews or done a few of them, I think really this could be for any GPs looking to diversify their careers or hearing about interesting things other GPs do. It may be of interest to medical students and foundation doctors as well, looking into GP as a future career. I suppose it's important to say that it's not all encompassing on everything that you might need, for example, to be a GP with an interest in sexual health. However, they are short interviews with a standardised format and designed to point people in the right direction and showcase some options. We're also collating some useful links suggested by speakers and from other resources that might help point people in the right direction. And a great next step, I'd suggest that if you are interested in pursuing an extra interest, is to look at the RCGP mentoring network, find yourself a mentor with the interest you might like and gain support along your journey. There may also be some useful resources you can have from these podcasts in the lead up to appraisal to help open up a conversation with your appraiser or think more holistically about career development.
Thank you. What topics will be covered?
So that's a good question. The aim really is that we'd like to cover a really wide range of all the different topics. But we've had some really interesting interviews so far. I interviewed Nadia Tharib about her work in expedition medicine. She supports ultramarathons around the world as the on-site doctor. Rachel Taylor about her work as a GP and interest in women's and sexual health and how she runs these clinics alongside all her other GP work. We've got an appraiser, migrant health clinic report writers, and plans for interviews with dermatology interest, GPs, palliative care, medical journalism, amongst many, many more. As I say, it's an ongoing project and we're hoping to plan one or two podcasts released a month so we get an ongoing bank. And ideally, in the end, we then cover most of the different interests that GPs may be hoping to develop.
So what questions are you asking? What should listeners expect from the podcast?
As I mentioned before, we're really trying to have a fairly standardised format so listeners know what to expect. The first section is all about what the interest or role involves, so what that person or that GP does in their working week. Then I ask about how they got there, focusing on their career journey, what inspired them, what helped them get there, what their journey was like. And the last section's all about the tips they have for those hoping to follow in their footsteps. For example, training, networks, funding, first steps. And we end with their top tips and highlights.
I'm lucky enough to have listened to some great sneak previews ready for publication. Can you share any highlights of learning?
Yeah, sure. So I've really enjoyed it and I certainly feel inspired myself to think about future options. I've got my handful at the moment because I've got the TPD job, a salaried role, and I've just had a new baby. Well, not that new anymore. Now he's 10 months and off to nursery for the first time today. But one of the really nice things about being GP is there's always different opportunities to look ahead to. I really enjoyed interviewing Alistair. He's got a role in frailty and intermediate care services and his focus is on planning and keeping people out of hospital. So it was great to see how transferable his GP consultation and holistic clinical skills were as part of the frailty team. Equally hearing Sarah's work with the Medical Justice Charity, she writes clinical reports for those in migrant detention centres. And it just struck me this was just such an important role that she had and a really ideal position for a GP in that clinical setting. And I was really pleased that the charity organised for her and others who do it, not only the training for the work, but also debrief opportunities and psychology therapy to support GPs working in that difficult role. And then recently I've interviewed Julie about her work in prisons. It never occurred to me that prescribing medications in a glass bottle would be something I had to think about when prescribing in prisons, but apparently Gaviscon is blacklisted. So it's really interesting to hear that sort of thing.
And how do people access these podcasts and best engage with it?
So the podcast will be listed on the RCGP website in the careers section in a way that allows you to easily search for the interests that you want to hear about. But they should also be available on podcast apps in the way you normally access whatever podcast you listen to. As I mentioned, most GPs have multiple interests, but we've asked them to focus really clearly on one for the purpose of each episode. So it's really easily searchable for listeners.
And do you have any key take-home messages from them?
Yeah, so as I say, I've been inspired and learned a lot. Some key take homes for me was one to think about the services that may be needed in your area as well as what your interests are. If you're going to develop a service, you need someone to fund it and you need it to fit in with the needs of the community where you work. So it's really key to think about that before you start down the path. So the other thing is starting from your own interests. For example, medical education can start at any time, teaching those around you. There's lots of opportunities with ARRS staffs, their students, PAs, AHPs, and also many of these sort of opportunities and extended roles don't necessarily need formal training, and the experiences that you gain is key. And then explore what your transferable skills are and any teaching down the line if it's needed. I suppose the main thing I've learned is that there's no singular right way to develop an interest or career, and I think that's really the most important take home. I hope you feel inspired and motivated to speak to those in your area about what they're doing. And I'm excited to see where all your careers might lead. So thank you very much for listening. And we're very happy to hear any feedback.
Enjoy listening.
The GP Plus Careers Podcast.